Poughkeepsie Mayor John Tysick, State Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, and City of Poughkeepsie Common Council Minority Leader Lee David Klein, all Republicans, stood with the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association president outside City Hall Thursday, calling a Common Council discussion about safe gun storage anti-Second Amendment talk and an attempt to limit one's right to self-defense. Here's Tysick.
And I will veto any legislation that is voted on by the Common Council that comes before my desk to enact this safe storage ordinance. I will veto it on day one.
Lawler, who is from East Fishkill and does not represent Poughkeepsie, calls any measure to require safe storage of guns feel-good legislation that does nothing to take illegal guns off the streets.
We are here today to live out President Jefferson's words that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We're going to be vigilant about our rights here in Dutchess County.
Lawler, a Marine Corps veteran of the Iraq War, says the mayor and minority leader asked him to lend his voice to opposing any hint of a weapons safe storage ordinance in Poughkeepsie.
Buffalo has had similar conversations. Albany has had similar conversations about an ordinance. And we're here to say no. We've had our Second Amendment rights chipped away at in big chunks and in little chunks, and it stops today.
Democratic Common Councilwoman Sharon McClinton raised the issue at an April 6th council meeting.
My ward, the 6th ward, is one of the most violent ones in the city of Poughkeepsie, crime riddled. Why would I ever try to even insult the city of Poughkeepsie's residents, who are first and foremost on my agenda, to put you in further damage or unsafe?
She argues that safe gun storage is not a Second Amendment issue, but one of safety and responsibility. She says opponents are blowing the matter out of proportion. Common Council Minority Leader Klein doesn't think so.
The issue we have in the city of Poughkeepsie is not lawful ownership of firearms. That is not the problem. The problem here is homicidal young men hunting down other homicidal young men. That's the problem we have in the city of Poughkeepsie. This proposed ordinance has nothing to do with that.
McClinton disagrees.
When it gets to this time of weather, we have a lot of gun violence on the city of Poughkeepsie. We have our youth killing each other. And they usually get them. They don't come from out of state. They come from our homes that they rob right around here. That becomes a weapon that they kill each other on the street. So I'm saying, if I'm not home and my weapon is there, then I need to make sure that you cannot rob me and be able to put it together and then come back and kill me or someone else. That's all I'm asking for.
A safe storage ordinance from Poughkeepsie would exceed safe storage regulation in the New York Safe Act or Safe Ammunitions and Firearms Enforcement Act, the controversial gun control bill Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law more than 2 years ago. McClinton says the idea is to have guns enclosed in a locked case or disassembled, or keeping the ammunition separate. Democratic City Council Majority Leader Tracy Herman says the discussion was just that.
Out of that discussion last Monday evening, the council was clear that before we could move anything forward, we really needed to get more data. We needed to gather the data, assess the data, do some more research about other municipalities. There is no plan to move this legislation forward at this time.
Tom King is president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association.
If this legislation is passed into law, which I don't think it will be because the mayor has said it, but I want to let the city council know that we are ready to take this to court because the decision has already been decided in Heller. And if they want to go that way and they want to pay our legal expenses, bring it on, because we're tired of taking it. We're going on the offensive.
He refers to Supreme Court case Heller versus District of Columbia.
And the Heller decision of the Supreme Court specifically said that anything that makes it more difficult for a lawful citizen to defend himself in his home is unconstitutional.
A written response from Democratic Poughkeepsie Common Council Chairman Christopher Patsis said of what he called the gun rally, quote, "For those who wish to, for political purposes, use this to rally their base of supporters, they should be ashamed," end quote. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association on its website urges residents to oppose any mandatory firearm storage at the next Common Council meeting April 20th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.